Hi everybody, welcome to the Chelsea Update, a midweek edition, as it's Premier League football tonight. So please join me for the Chelsea Update about Chelsea Football Club. Hi everybody, my name's Steve Hadlow, this is the Chelsea Update. It's usually my weekly podcast about Chelsea Football Club, both the men's and the women's team. An old guy rambling on about Chelsea Football Club. What more can you ask for? Right, let's start with the ladies, shall we? They played the 2 o'clock on Sunday. They played Birmingham City. Birmingham scored some quite good goals. You can perhaps catch them on the old Twitter feed for the women's channel. And unfortunately, despite Erin Cuthbert getting two goals and equalising at 2-2, they managed to get a late goal, Birmingham, so Chelsea lost 3-2, which really I think puts a dampeners on us catching anybody in the football, you know, in the league. They needed to keep in touch with Man City and Arsenal, and I think that one's probably done us in now. It's a shame, really. Frank Urban, I don't know if she's fully fit yet, but she doesn't seem to be scoring many goals, and Ramona seems to be on the bench quite a bit. I know Millie Bright got a day off because she wasn't in the team. So it's a bit disappointing they got the loss, because I hope they kept, you know, their challenge going. You never know, something rare might happen, you know, what Arsenal might lose, or I can't imagine they will, but or Man City slip up. We've got to get second place to play Champions League football next season, so see how the women get on, shall we? A few hours later, the men kicked off at Stamford Bridge, the game was shown on BT Sport. We managed to get a 3-0 win over Sheffield Wednesday. They didn't really come to attack. And we got two goals from William, and of course Hudson-Odoi, is he going or isn't he? Well, it seems he's staying now after all the hullabaloo. He's been told he's not going in this transfer window. No, Sarri also said he might not be going in the summer either, which I don't think he's quite sure about that one bit, but he's not going in the transfer window. It closes tomorrow, it's the 30th of January today, so we've got one more day of this, all this ballyhoo, who we're going to sign. I think Chelsea had done now. Higuain was the signing for Chelsea. He made his debut in the game. You know, a bad game. You know, he found a few space. It takes a player time to get used to the way we play football. You know, he knows Sarri's way, of course. I'll be interested to see how he plays with Hazard. That will be the next point to look out for. We'll play the next game, which I'm going to come on a bit later. So, gossip-wise, we can't seem to get rid of Danny Drinkwater. I feel a bit sorry for the guy, because he doesn't deserve... one minute he's part of a successful, you know, Premier League winning side like Kante was. Next minute he's making a big signing for Chelsea, and he's just not in. He's not in Sarri's book, you know. He's not. It doesn't rate. When we're looking for a midfielder as well, he doesn't seem to be, you know, to be part of the, you know, part of the picture. Gary Cahill, our skipper, he's won so much with Chelsea. He's becoming a forgotten man. You know, gossip says he might go to Palace. Gossip said he might go to Fulham. Again, until tomorrow, until the transfer window closes, we don't know. But one player who has gone is Mr. Morata, Smiler as I call him. He went finally to Atletico Madrid because Higuain had arrived, and he found it was his destiny to go back to Atletico Madrid. This picture of him smiling, you know, with his shirt and everything yesterday. You go to my Twitter feed, you'll see at Chelsea Update SH.
For a bit more of the Chelsea Update, go to bit.ly/ChelseaUpdate for the YouTube channel with related videos about Chelsea Football Club, and of course the website and blog at bit.ly/CFCUpdate.
Now, the reason I'm doing these extra podcasts is it's a Premier League game tonight. They go to Bournemouth. They're playing quite well. I mean, Callum Wilson, there's talk of us before Higuain arrived, signing him. There won't be an easy turn. I mean, I watched most of the Man City Newcastle game last night, and as they found out, it's not any game in the Premier League. It's not a walk in the park. And even though it's quite a good ground for Chelsea, I'm still sitting on the fence of which way the game will go. Of course, Hazard, who had a break on Sunday, he'll come back. A few other players, I'm sure, might come back as well. And it's just one of those games where, unless they actually turn up, it'd be nice and sunny at the moment, but it's a bit fresh, cold and fresh in the UK. Tonight it'll get probably a bit more colder, and you just, on the coast, you just don't know. And especially if not Bournemouth are up for it, they haven't, you know, what mood will they be in the home fans if Chelsea can get an early goal, perhaps it'll be an easy win. We don't know, but again, don't take it for granted. Let's just hope the Blues can do the business and we get another 3 points. That's it, really. Next game is on Saturday. We play Huddersfield. I'll do another podcast nearer that date. Thanks for listening. I do this for a bit of fun. As I said, I mentioned a Twitter stream. I did a very short slide, someone called it a montage, went up to my visit to Chelsea Museum. Over 200 people have looked at it, so I appreciate that. And again, I appreciate anybody who listens to this show as well. As I say, it's a bit of fun for me, my way, as I say, communicating with Chelsea fans. I hope you enjoy it, and I hope you tune in next time.